Another tech giant is gearing up to post earnings after today's closing bell. Facebook's parent company, Meta, is set to report. And here with what we can expect is Christine Short, VP of Research at Wall Street Horizon. Christine, welcome to the show, and thanks for being with us. I know that some on the street are looking for Meta to report its first earnings decline in years. What are you looking for?
Right now, expectations look about flat on the bottom line, maybe slightly negative depending on which analysts you're looking at. Top line growth, about 20%. But, you know, you have to keep in mind that it's really not just top and bottom line that investors are interested in. A lot of times, social media names end up trading on things like user engagement. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for monthly active users, daily active users. And that's where I'm a little bit worried on MAUs. They're expected to post 4% growth month over month. That would be the lowest growth rate since they IPO'd in 2012. The other number, of course, we're looking into is ad revenue. And they have already warned that that is going to be somewhat suppressed because of the changes made on Apple iOS 14 with people being able to opt out of app tracking on their phone. So those are two main areas that we're looking into, in addition, of course, to EPS and revenues.
How much of what you just said, though, is or should be baked into the stock price? Because we know even from their previous earnings report that this pandemic-induced boost to growth was already, you know, beginning to fade. So how much of a surprise do you think lower, you know, active monthly users numbers and lower advertising revenue is really going to be for the street?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, they've been very transparent. They've been transparent about user engagement. They've been transparent about how Apple iOS is going to affect ad revenues. So a lot of that should be baked in. You also have to keep in mind, like you said, the year-over-year comparisons. So difficult comparisons from a year ago when they were just growing like crazy. And so we've seen that with a lot of the tech stocks, although many have reported well throughout this season. 2021 comparisons to 2020, well, those were very easy comparisons. Now we're entering a time of difficult comparisons because of the very high growth last year. And so I think some of this will be baked in. But again, we're noticing this season, if you even miss by a penny on EPS, if you slightly miss on MAUs, I think that investors will punish the stock for sure.
You know, as you know, with these earnings reports, it's also just as much about what the company has to say about the profit outlook. And I'm curious what you are expecting to hear from CEO Mark Zuckerberg, because he's obviously spending a lot of money and time and energy on what he calls the metaverse. And maybe he'll go into a little bit on the earnings call as to what he means when he says metaverse. But I guess it's sort of the next phase of the internet. What do you expect Facebook or Meta to sort of lay out with regards to future quarters?
Yeah, it's all about guidance, right? So Q4, backwards looking, of course, it affects how investors trade the stock. But really, we want to hear, what are the expectations for 2022? This is the first quarter we're actually going to see two financial reporting segments broken out. So the family of apps, everything you've come to know Facebook for. So Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and now Reality Labs, which includes their AR and VR investments. So we'll see what the guidance is for both of those segments. Right now, they are expecting expenses to go up, mainly because of that Reality Labs segment, about 33% year-over-year. So that's, you know, something that you're going to see impact the bottom line because they are investing it. Of course, investors want to see that they are putting money into it because we need to support growth where family of apps is right now not growing very much. So perhaps Reality Labs can give a boost there. But if you look at the first and second quarter, EPS expected to be down about 7-8% in the first half of the year. Revenues ticked down slightly, but still double-digit growth is expected, about 14-15%. But certainly guidance going forward will set the tone for the next four quarters.
Okay, I want to get your thoughts on another big tech giant, and that is Google's parent, Alphabet. They're announcing a 20-for-1 stock split. You don't hear that very often. Your response to that, and is that maybe a good entry point opportunity for investors who've been looking to get a piece of Alphabet?
For sure. I think it's a great move, you know, following in the footsteps, of course, of other tech companies like Apple. Tesla did something similar last summer to make the stock more affordable. I mean, Alphabet closed at over $2,700 a share last night. So not affordable for many people. They want to take advantage of the retail money that's come into the market. If you take last night's close and you do the 20-for-1 split, that puts per share at about $135, $137 per share. Certainly makes it a lot more affordable. You can get different types of investors in there. Investors can diversify differently. Sure, a lot of brokerages offer fractional shares now, but there are benefits to owning whole shares. And one of the drawbacks of owning fractional shares is there's liquidity issues. You can't always sell fractional shares on every different brokerage. Dividends, you won't get the full dividend. Shareholder rights, you may not get the same shareholder voting rights as someone that owns whole shares. So I think that was a great move for them to get new and different types of investor in their stock.
And what did you think in terms of their revenue? I mean, it was pretty blowout, right? 32%, I believe, jump year over year. They even had better revenue from YouTube than I believe Netflix did. Do you see that being able to continue in the coming quarters?
Yeah, pretty much every metric across the board. I think with the exception of YouTube ad revs, was off just a little bit from estimates, but every other metric, certainly, you know, benefiting from cloud revenue, which we expected heading into it, because we saw the same from IBM, from Microsoft, with this high adoption of the cloud. So those are a couple of areas that Google certainly benefited from. I think ad revenues were up 33% year over year. And when you think about ad revenues and you see the numbers that are expected for Facebook, I mean, Google was really able to take advantage specifically from retail. Cloud revenue, I think, was up 45% year over year. So certainly blowout numbers. And I think you're going to start to see analysts go in and tweak their estimates for the first half of the year based on that report and based on some of the guidance given. Right now, EPS for Q1 was expected to come in at about flat. But I think you see that change based on some of the comments they made yesterday.
For sure. All right. And Christine, finally, Amazon going to come up to bat on actually tomorrow, February 3rd. What are your expectations there?
Yeah. So right now, year over year, they're actually expected to be down. Again, difficult comparisons a year ago. Revenue is expected to be quite good. However, same thing, AWS expected to be main driver. Prime, we're going to listen up to see if they're changing prices on Prime subscriptions. But overall, they had a very strong holiday season. Prime continues to be very strong. Cloud revenue and AWS should support that name going forward.
All right. Christine Short, VP of Research there at Wall Street Horizon. Thanks for talking big tech with us.